This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا فما بعده. My brothers and sisters, we make dua for our brother Abu Ratib rahmatullahi alayh. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la bi ghayri hisab. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill his qabr with noor. May Allah give sabr to his family. Alhamdulillah, I saw him in the hospital also, and alhamdulillah. This is the only certainty in life, which is death. Everything else is uncertain. When we are born, whether we will be healthy or wealthy, we don't know. Whether we will be educated or ignorant, we don't know. Whether we will be happy or sad, we don't know. Whether we get married or not, we don't know. Whether the marriage will be good or bad, we don't know. Nothing we know. The only thing we know is, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ وَإِنَّمَا تُوَفَّوْنَ أُجُورَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازَ وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ قَالَ جَلَّ وَعَلَا Every single thing which has life will die. And Allah said, and your real rewards, the true rewards, the complete rewards you will get, يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ We ask that for our brother Abu Ratib, rahmatullahi alayhi, we ask that for all our elders and youngsters who have passed away, and we ask this for ourselves also. When we go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask Allah to reward us in keeping with His majesty and grace and in keeping with His forgiveness, not in keeping with our actions. Because if we cannot stand before Allah with our actions, nobody. Rasulullah himself, he said, we will enter Jannah by the rahmah of Allah, by the maghfirat of Allah. They asked him, he said, Ya Rasulullah, even you, he said, even I. I remind myself and you, Alexander the Great, four names I will tell you. Alexander the Great ruled over a kingdom which was 1.1 million square miles. The Roman Empire at its peak had an area of 3.5 million square miles. So we call Alexander the Great, but the Roman Empire was three times that size. The Banu Umayyah ruled over an empire at their peak, which was 5.5 million square miles. Almost double the size of the Roman Empire. In the Banu Abbas time, there was no expansion. There was a lot of knowledge and learning and scientific development. But territorial expansion was in the time of Banu Umayyah. But Genghis Khan alone ruled over an empire of 13.5 million square miles. The empire of Genghis was five times the size of the Roman Empire. Almost three times the size of the Muslim Banu Umayyah Empire. It was 12 times the size of the empire of Alexander the Great. But think about this. There's a man called John Mann. His name is John Mann, M-A-N. Read his book. His book is called Genghis. When he was writing the book, he wrote a biography of Genghis Khan. Many people wrote, but this is a very nice one. He also wrote, incidentally, one of Salahuddin Ayyubi, rahmatullahi alayh. Very interesting, very, very good book. So John Mann wrote this book, the biography of Genghis Khan, is called it Genghis. He says he went to Central Mongolia, which was where Karakoram, which was the city that was built by the son of Genghis Khan, which was the center, the capital of the Mongol kingdom. And the palace of the king there had a tree, a full-sized tree made of silver with fruit of gold. This kingdom of 13.5 million square miles, which had wealth which we cannot even imagine today. I mean, it's simply not possible. You can't possibly imagine the kind of wealth that Genghis and his family had. When John Mann went to investigate and he said, let me find some artifacts and so on and so forth, guess what he found? Of this entire city of Karakoram, there is a Karakoram highway across the top of Asia. Guess what he found? He found one pillar base shaped like a turtle. That's it. One piece of stone, this big. One pillar base. Ayn al-Muluk? Where are the kings? And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a day will come when He will say, what will Allah say? Limanil mulkul yawm. Who does this long day belong to? And what is the answer to that? Which Allah will give, because at that time nothing will be alive. Lillahi al-wahidil khahar. The only certainty is death. So I remind myself and you, and I suggest this as an exercise, do it. Somebody asked me a question this morning. They sent a question, how can I get rid of all the false attachments that I have in my heart? I'm attached to power and money and friends and family and this and that. Some are good, some are not good. If you're attached to your family and so good, alhamdulillah. But it's an attachment. Then how can I get rid of all this? I said, think of death. Because whether you like it or not, when you die, khalas. We are making dua for Abu Ratib. We ask Allah to help him. But we are sitting here in comfort, in a nice environment, on a nice chair, on a nice carpet. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make the khabar of Abu Ratib better than this and make it among, like Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah will send mafrushat min jannah, inshaAllah. We ask Allah for this, inshaAllah. We ask Him to make this the khabar of Abu Ratib and rahmatullahi alayhi, our brother, and all the khubur of all the Muslimin into gardens of Jannah. Right? We make this, inshaAllah. We ask Allah and we make with full yaqeen, inshaAllah, Allah will give. But the reality is, he and my father and whoever of yours is faster, my mother and whoever, they are in 6 feet of earth in the hole in the ground. We are sitting here. This will happen to everybody. Harun Rashid, the great Abbasi Khalifa, the famous story about him, he stood on his balcony of his palace one day and there was a cloud and he addressed the cloud, he talked to the cloud. And Harun Rashid was a very pious man, mashallah, good man. But you know, when you get that much of wealth, sometimes it plays games in your head. He's talking to the cloud. He says to this cloud, go and rain anywhere you want. The crops that will grow from that, the revenue will come to me. Hey? Kibur is a very dangerous thing, huh? Very dangerous. Today you got a nice car. It's, my car. Your car? What's your car for? Your car is not even worth what Harun Rashid would pay to feed one of his dogs. Wealth like you can't believe. Power like you can't believe. The man stands there and says to the cloud, go and rain anywhere you want. It's coming to me. I know Harun Rashid Alan. Inshallah, fi jannah, inshallah, ma'a. Fi rahmatillahi ta'ala. I remind myself and you, my brothers and sisters, always, always, let us remind ourselves of death. Let us remind ourselves that one day we will go from here. So don't get attached to stuff. Stuff will not go with us. Stuff will stay here. What goes with us? What? Amal. Amal goes with us. Let us collect amal. What can I do which is good? What can I do which will go with me? Alhamdulillah, I am happy. Because in the cover, you know, there are a lot of students are here. Let me ask you this question. Today when you are studying, you've got a history book, and you have a geography book, and you have a maths book, and you have a sociology book, and this book and that book, right? And those books are important. So you read all those books, And then you go to medical school, you got all those medical books, or you go to engineering, you got engineering books, whatever, right? So you read those books, you take care of those books and so on. You pass the exam, inshallah, may Allah give you success. You pass the exam. What happens to those books on the day after the exam? One of two things. Either you give it to somebody, or you sell it. Gone, finished, khalas. You don't say, oh, you know, I studied this book for 5 years. I'm done, finished. Exam over. But there is one book. There is one book which is older than your physics book and older than your chemistry book and older than your geography book and your biology book. Hold that book. That because that book never gets old. Keep that book close to your heart. Love that book. Read that book, understand that book and live your life according to that book. As shown by the one who brought that book, and who is he? Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wasallam. Because that book, not in the physical form, but the Quran al-Kareem, will go with us. And will be, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa said, the one who recites Suratul Mulk before he goes to sleep, Suratul Mulk will make shafaat for that person in the qabr and on the day of judgment. The kitab of Allah will make shafaat for the person on the day of judgment. The book of Allah will say, he stayed awake all night, Ya Rab. He used to pray and he used to make tahajjud and he used to worship and he used to read me. Now I make shafaat. There is no shafaat which is superior to the shafaat of the kalamullah, because the kalam of Allah is the sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hold that book close. Let us get our priorities right. This dunya, no matter what it is. That's why I tell people, do this as an exercise. Look at the people you love and say, you will not be here tomorrow. You will not be here tomorrow. You will not be here tomorrow. You will not be here. I will be alone. I will be alone before Allah. In my grave, I will be alone. If in that grave, if I do not have the mercy of Allah, if I do not have the kitab of Allah, if I do not have my salah, if I do not have my sawm and my zakat, if my earning is haram, if my food is haram, then you cannot help me. You cannot help me. You cannot. Nobody can help me. I am alone. Nobody can help me. Today, if something happens to me, you are here, help me this, somebody will do something. In the cover, nothing. Let us prepare for that. Let us prepare for that, because that is the only certainty in our life. Everything else is uncertain. So that is certain. Let's prepare for that. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to help us to live this life in a way where our khubur become gardens of Jannah. We ask Allah to help us to live this life in a way where He is pleased with us, where He forgives us, where He covers us with His mercy. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to make us, enable us to live our lives according to the blessed sunnah of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, so that when we meet him insha'Allah, we will have the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Anbiya and the Sahaba Rizwanullahi alayhi wa sallam wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.